Hello and welcome. You are listening to For the Love of Dog, a podcast related to all things dog, just in case the title wasn't clear enough. I'm Kerry Jordan, a professional dog photographer, whippet enthusiast, and a serial dog cuddler. Hi there. I hope you're all well today and thanks for joining me. Today I was interviewed by Rachel Spencer about how she helped me get a story into a national newspaper. It was supposed to be a kind of testimonial, however, there were some really great insights into how to get noticed by journalists, so I thought this may be of interest to some people. Rachel specialises in writing about the pet industry and offers tips and advice on how they can win media coverage at her company, Publicity for Pet Businesses. So without much ado, here's what we chatted about. Okay, hi.
Hi, okay, Kerry. So thank you so much for agreeing to have a quick testimonial style chat with me. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you just so you can explain what it's like kind of working with a journalist, and because we worked together on a story recently, and the kind of, you know, your feelings and the outcome on that. So first of all, can you tell me, obviously we know each other and you came forward as a case study to talk about why you go on holiday with your dog and not with your partner, and the feature was about people who kind of put their pets first.
Yeah.
So can you tell me first of all, why did that idea appeal to you?
Well, it appealed to me because it's true. anyway, and also, as you know, my tagline for my business is for dog photography for people and brands who put pets first. So it felt really natural for me, and it really connected with me because that is something that I believe in. I chose to have my dogs. They didn't choose to have me. So I've got responsibility to them. So yeah, and the fact that it was true, because I'd literally just come back from a week and a half break with two of my dogs to the Lake District. Yeah. And I didn't go with my husband because he's not a walker, but I've also taken them down to Cornwall when he's been working and stuff. So yeah, I thought it might make a good case study.
Brilliant. Okay. And I know when you shared it, which is brilliant, you had a really good response, but there was one person on there, and I completely understand this, who said that they might have reservations with speaking to a journalist. So can you kind of talk me through how you felt about that? And I guess obviously we know each other, so so you didn't have that concern, but can you explain to anyone listening what the process is and how you were kind of reassured that what you said would be what appeared in the paper?
Well, obviously I've known you for a while, so that helped. And I trusted you to be able to feedback the words that I was saying without putting a spin on them and making it too sort of sensationalist or strange. And it was a really easy process. You double checked everything with me before it actually went to print, which I was really glad about, and just made me feel a little bit safer and that everything was being taken into context. And it was just you were very meticulous in the way that you just made sure that everything was correct in the story.
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. Thank you. I don't want this to sound like, oh yes, I'm really brilliant or anything. It's just really good to have somebody explain the process rather than me explaining it.
And
somebody who's actually been through it. And then what would you kind of say is, how do you feel about the kind of outcome of being in the paper? What do you think that gives you and your brand?
Well, first of all, it was really lovely because it was very on brand for me. The tagline that they used is the meet the women who put their dogs before their partners, which thankfully my husband's okay with that. but for the feedback from my community was absolutely lovely, because I'm a business, I'm constantly trying to find ways to engage with my community. So this was a really good piece. So I actually asked the question that the paper had asked, and the response was really positive. And actually a lot of people empathized yes,
yeah.
With it as well. So it was a really lovely way to get engagement from my audience and for them to see a little bit of a different side to me. One person didn't even know that I had a husband. And a lot of people were saying, oh, actually, this is something that I'd really love to do myself. So yeah, it was a really lovely way to engage.
Okay, that's brilliant. So thank you so much for doing that, Kerry. The other takeaway that I would say, because obviously we've met and we know each other now quite well, and that's brilliant. But what I would say to any, if I'm going to put this out on my website, and if anyone's listening to it and they're thinking, how do I connect with a journalist? We have known each other from like Woof Woof Wednesday and other communities for a while, haven't we?
Yes.
And I think, yes, I know I write specifically about pets, but this is something that pet business owners can be doing in their own communities. So if you can find a journalist who you can connect with, and I would start off on Twitter, because that's just always the easiest way to connect with people and build up that relationship. So we've probably been, we've been in touch for probably two years, more so in the last, say, 6 months.
Yeah.
But this is something that any, I would say, any pet business can follow. And hopefully get some good media coverage and get something that's on brand and that they're really happy with.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think especially on Twitter, it's much more about building a relationship and not expecting anything in return straight away. It's about being actually interested in what that journalist's doing or what that brand's doing so that you can connect with them and build up that communication for sure.
Definitely. And the other thing that I would say, because I'm going to share this on my page, is the more I know about you, as in, I obviously know a lot about you, Kerry, but anyone who's listening, the more I know about you, the better. So when someone came to me and said, right, I need someone who puts a pet before the partner and someone who goes on holiday without the dog, I was like, oh my gosh, I know someone who's done that because I knew you and you were friends on Facebook and we have accountability chats as well. But yeah, the more I know about you, the more people put on the page about them and the more they let me into their world, not like I'm some mad stalker, but the more I know about you, the better. And the more chance that opportunities like the one that you had will arise. So whenever I put my post on saying, tell me about what you do, that's because I am really nosy, but also because it helps me have a kind of little back catalogue of people I can put forward for ideas. So thank you, Kerry.
Absolutely. No worries.
Brilliant. Okay.
Whoops, so sorry for cutting you off there, Rachel. But there you have it. That is how I managed to get a story into a national newspaper. And it also included details about the fact that I'm a pet photographer. So I hope you found that useful. And if you want to get any stories into papers, if you think you have a story to tell, it's really good for content with your community. I will drop Rachel's details into the comments below.